98.3 The Coast, the best mix. I'm Zach East, and this is the Best Mix in the Morning show with your Coast Social Network and Furry Friends Friday on the air. Brought to you by the Mason Jar Cafe in the heart of the Benton Harbor Arts District. Local, organic, farm fresh. Rebecca Cooper from Animal Aid of Southwestern Michigan joins us on the phone this morning as we talk about Etta and her kittens. Such a cute cat and some adorable kittens here. Rebecca, can you tell us a bit about what we can expect with Etta?
Etta is just a delightful little black and white kitty. She's been with us a while. She came to us and had 5 newborn kittens, and we have adopted a couple of them. We have 3 girls left, and Etta herself, who are looking for homes.
Yes, and Etta is just absolutely adorable, just kind of like a smaller black and white cat with these beautiful kind of yellow eyes. You know, pretty good for fall coming up here. She'll probably be the center of attention for Halloween.
She's gorgeous. She's fat and kind of sassy now. Very cuddly. Her daughters are all white with some tiger on them. They're a little hard to tell apart, but they all have like a little top, little mask type thing over them and dark tiger tails. But they're all in a family home, and they're all ready to go to new homes. I think the girls are scheduled to be spayed this next month, but they're all up to date on shots and been tested and everything. And they're just, one of the girls is a little shy, but the other two are very much in your face and playful.
Oh, that's absolutely adorable. And we should probably be specific for folks who've never maybe adopted an animal before, that there's no pressure to take Etta and her kittens with you.
No.
It's that all of them are available for adoption. So yeah. I want to make sure that's clear for folks. And you can You can see the pictures of Etta and her kittens at 983thecoast.com. Also our Facebook and Instagram page. And Rebecca, how can folks get a hold of you and your team there at Animal Aid of Southwestern Michigan to possibly find out about adoption?
The fastest way to reach us is actually through our Facebook page. Facebook has just been a remarkable help for nonprofits. We have a very active group site, and Etta and a lot of our kittens are posted there. And if you just message us off any of the pages, we will be happy to respond and get you to the right person and make sure you can meet Etta. We're still using my ground line, which is 269-926-4279, to take calls. That works pretty effectively. You just leave a message, and I try to get back to people pretty quick. And pretty much that's it. We have a website at we have email at infoanimalaidswmi, and that's a Gmail account. And we have a website at animalaidswmi.org. So there's way too many ways to reach us, really. So no excuses out there. If you want a pretty kitty, let us know, and we'll find somebody for you.
Pretty kitty indeed, that is for sure. It's Etta and her kittens, available from Animal Aid of Southwestern Michigan. And thanks again to Rebecca Cooper for joining us this morning here on Furry Friends Friday, part of the Coast Social Network. It's brought to you by the Mason Jar Cafe in the heart of the Benton Harbor Arts District. Local, organic, farm fresh with 98.3 The Coast.